This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place in the grains today?
You know, a little bit of mixed trade in the overnight market. I mean, let's face it, anybody paid attention to yesterday market, it was just a brutal day across not just the grain sector, the cattle, feeder cattle are down hard. Hogs are probably the one bright spot, but go to the bigger macro picture. The stock market was under pressure. The metals are under pressure. The energies are all under pressure. You know, there's an old axiom, sell in May and go away in the stock market. It felt like somebody said, sell everything the day before May and go away. And a lot of risk off. Today, we're going to be looking to see what happens here after the close more than anything else on the macro front. You got the Fed coming out. Are they going, no one's anticipating any rate adjustments, no cuts, no raising, but there is going to be a press conference and the debate, and everyone's going to be looking at and trying to read the tea leaves of what Powell says. And what he says could have a huge impact on the market. Because remember, Mark, earlier in this year, it wasn't, would we get a rate cut? It was how many? 3, 4, 5 rate cuts is what people are saying. And now we're pushing back to maybe we're going to rate cut, with a few people saying maybe they may actually have to raise rates because inflation is just not going away like the Fed was hoping for. So a lot of volatility. And once we get through that, on the other macro front, we do have a jobs number here at the end of the week that could also have kind of a psychological impact on the market as well. So a lot of volatility on the macro front. On the grain side, we're going to be watching the weather. There is just a lot of rain in the forecast. You look at any weather model you're looking at the next 10 days, it definitely looks like a very active pattern, which means planting progress is going to be slow.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
May corn down 0.75 cents at 438.75. May soybeans up 3.5 at 11.49 even. May soybean meal down $5.30 at 341 even. May soybean oil up 11 cents at 42.40. On the Merc, June live cattle down 8 cents at 174.90. May feeder cattle down $1.12 at 243.45. May lean hogs up 27 cents at 94.42. May pork cutout unchanged at 103.12. Class 3 milk is down 6 cents at 18.32. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.